Shivi. Vayihi achar ha-devorim o'ele. And it was achar. As Rashi says, achar means miyad. Right away after these events, right away after Yosef was placed in jail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the story of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oife to happen, that they should sin to Paro Melech Mitzrayim in order that people should not talk about Yosef anymore and start turning their attention to other news. Because this was big news when Yosef was accused of being Mezana with Eishes Potiphar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want people to talk about Yosef anymore, so right away he turned people's attention away from Yosef with a new story, the story of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. And that's why it says, Vayihi achar advar ma'ele, right after Yosef was placed in jail, Chotu Mashke Melech Mitzrayim v'ho'ife, the one who gave the king to drink, and the baker of the king sinned, l'adoneihem, to their master, l'melech Mitzrayim, to the king of Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down a second reason why achar advar ma'ele had to be right away, right after Yosef was placed in jail. It had to be miyad, that the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim had to sin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to get Yosef out of jail as soon as possible. Therefore, he brought the shluchim, the messengers who will take him out of the jail, to sin right away after he was placed in jail. Vayikzeh Pare al Shnei Sarisov. And Pare got angry at his two servants, al Sar HaMashkim and al Sar HaOifim, at the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. What did they do wrong? Rashi brings down that the Sar HaMashkim found a fly in his cup. And since this is something that he really could not protect himself from happening, it's not easy to always know if a fly will fall into the cup. It can happen at any given time. Therefore, we will see later on that he was saved. But the Sar HaOifim's sin was that they found a pebble in the dough of his baked goods. And since he is able to watch and be more careful that a pebble should not fall into the dough, that's why we will see later on that he was hung. Vayiten oisam b'mishmar, and he placed them in jail. Beis ha-tavochim, the house of the Sar HaTavochim, el Beis HaSoyar, to the jail. Mishmar and Beis HaSoyar both mean jail, but they are two types of jails. The mishmar is the jail, the place where the prisoners are placed before their verdict, before they go to judgment. After they were already sentenced, then they are placed el Beis HaSoyar, to the typical jail. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Vayiten oisam b'mishmar. First they were placed in the mishmar, Beis HaTavochim, el Beis HaSoyar, which was part of the regular jail, but it was a separate section where those that were not sentenced were placed. Mokam asher Yosef osur sham. This jail was the jail where Yosef was locked up over there. We see that the jail was run by Yosef's master, Potiphar, the Sar HaTavochim. Vayifkoi Sar HaTavochim es Yosef itom. And the Sar HaTavochim appointed Yosef over them. Vayisharis oisam. And he attended to them. Vayihu yomim b'mishmar. And they were one complete year in the jail. Vayachalmu chaloim shneihem. Rashi in his first pshat says that the pasuk means Vayachalmu shneihem chaloim. And they both had a dream. Ish chaloimoy belaila echod. Each one had his dream in one night. Ish kefistron chaloimoy. Each one dreamt a dream similar to the interpretation that Yosef will give later on. Hamashke v'ha'oife, the one who gave to drink, and the one who baked for Paroi, asher lemelech Mitzrayim, asher asurim beveis ha'soyar, who were locked up in the jail. Rashi brings down a second shot in the Lashon Vayachalmu Chaloim Shneihem, which means Vayachalmu Chaloim Shneihem. They had two dreams. One dream was their own dream. The second part of their dream was the interpretation of the other one's dream. That's why after Yosef was poiser the Sar HaMashkim's dream, what did the Sar HaOifim say? Vayar Sar HaOifim Ki Toif Posar. He saw that Yosef was poiser the dream very well. How did he know? Because he himself dreamt the interpretation of the Sar HaMashkim's dream. So he knew that Yosef did a good job when he was posed to the dream. That's pshat in Vayachalmu Chaloim Shneihem. They each one had two dreams. And the pasuk continues, Vayava Alehem Yosef Baboker. And Yosef came to them in the morning. Vayar Oisam Vihinam Zayachim. He saw that they were sad. Vayishal Eserise Paroi Asher Ita B'mishmar Beis Adon of Lamor. And he asked the servants of Paroi that were with him in the jail, in the house of his master, saying, Madua Penechem Roim Hayoim. Why are your faces downcast today? Vayomru Elov, and they said to him, Chaloim cholamnu ufoiser ein oisai. We had a dream, and there is no interpreter for it. Vayomru aleihem Yosef, and Yosef said to them, Haloi leilokim pisroinim. Is it not so that Hashem is the one that interprets dreams? But let me give it a try. Sapru Nali, please tell the dream to me. Vayisapru Sar HaMashkim es chalom el Yosef. And the Sar HaMashkim related his dream to Yosef. Vayomer loy, and he said to him, Bachalomi, in my dream, Vihine gefen lefonai. And behold, there was a grapevine before me. Uvagefen shloisha sorigim. And on this grapevine there were three branches. Vihi kifairachas. And it seemed like in my dream, as if these grapevines were blossoming. Also nitza, bringing forth buds. Hifshilu ashkloiseha anovin, ripening into clusters of grapes. The chois pare biyodi, and the cup of pare was in my hand. Vo'ekach esho anovin, and I took these grapes. Vo'eschat oisom el chois pare, and I squeezed them into the cup of pare. Vo'etoin es hakois al kap pare, and I placed the cup in pare's hand. And Yosef said to the Sar HaMashkim, this is its interpretation. Shloishes Hasorigim, Shloishes Yomim Heim. The three branches are symbolizing 3 days. In 3 days, something will happen. Ramban and Radak ask, how did Yosef know that the three branches were symbolizing 3 days? Maybe it was symbolizing 3 months or 3 years. And they answer, because they saw a certain amount of quickness and speed and immediateness in the dream. In the dream they saw that something was blossoming, and then it started to bud, and very quickly it became a cluster of grapes. That was showing Yosef that whatever this dream is referring to will happen right away. And that's why he decided that the interpretation of the three branches were 3 days. Ba'od shloishes yomim. In 3 days, Yisa Farai es Roshecha. Parai will count your head as part of his servants. Vashivcha al Kanecha. And he will return you on your post. Benosatha kois Parai biyodai. You will place Parai's cup in his hand. Kamishpat harishoin. Like your former practice, Asher ha'yisa mashkeu, when you were the one who gave Parai to drink. Kiim zechartani itcha. If only you will remember me with you. Kasher yitavloch. When things will go good for you, and you should do for me kindness, and mention me to Parai, and take me out from this house, from this jail. Because I was kidnapped from the land of the Ivrim, and here also I did not do anything, that they placed me in this pit, in this jail. And the Sar Ha'ifim saw that Yosef interpreted the dreams correctly. Like we said earlier in Rashi, that he himself dreamt the interpretation of the Sar HaMashkim's dream. And he said to Yosef, Afani b'chalomi, I also in my dream, interpret my dream too. V'hine shloisha sali chori al roshi, there were 3 wicker baskets on my head. And on the top basket there were all types of food of Parai, baked goods. And a bird was eating these foods from the basket on top of my head. And Yosef answered and said, Ze pisroinoi, this is its interpretation. Shloishes asalim, shloishes yomim heim. The three baskets are referring to 3 days. Ba'od shloishes yomim, in another 3 days, Yisa pari es roshcha me'alecha. Pari will lift your head off you. V'sala oischa ala eitz, and he will hang you on a tree. Ba'ochal ha'oif es besorcha me'alecha, and the birds will eat your flesh from upon you. The 3 wicker baskets were symbolizing 3 days, and the bird which was eating from the top basket is symbolizing that the bird will eat the flesh from upon you. If you look in Pasuk Yud Ches, when the Pasuk is telling us the interpretation of the dream of the Sar Ha'ifim, the Pasuk says, Vayan Yosef Vayomer. Yosef answered and said, but by the interpretation of the dream of the Sar HaMashkim in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk uses a different Lashon, Vayomer lo Yosef, and Yosef said, why does the Torah change from Vayomer to Vayan? I saw a pshat in the name of Rav Moshe Landinsky Zatzal. that the difference is when Yosef was interpreting the dream of the Sar HaMashkim, he was telling him good news. Therefore, Yosef was happy to offer this information. Vayomer lo Yosef. Yosef initiated to tell the Sar HaMashkim the good news of the dream. But concerning the Sar HaOifim, where it was not good news, Yosef really did not want to tell the Sar HaOifim this interpretation. But it was only after the Sar HaOifim was bothering Yosef to tell him what this dream meant. Vayan Yosef Vayomer. Yosef answered the Sar HaOifim reluctantly and told him what the dream meant. And the pasuk continues, Vayhi b'yom hashlishi, and it was on the third day, Yom huledes es Pari, the day of Pari's birth, Vayas mishne l'chol avodov, and Pari made a party, a birthday party for all his servants. This is the only time in the Torah that we find a birthday party. It's only said concerning Pari, it does not seem to be a Jewish thing. Vayas mishne l'chol avodov, and he made a party for all his servants. Vayisa esroish sar hamashkim vesroish sar ha'ifim b'seich avodov. And he counted the head of the sar hamashkim and the head of the sar ha'ifim amongst his servants. Vayoshev esar hamashkim al mashkehu. And he returned the sar hamashkim to his post. Vayitin akois al kaf paroi. And he placed the cup on paroi's hand again. Vesar ha'ifim tolo kasher posa lehem Yosef. But the sar ha'ifim was hung like Yosef interpreted. And the Sar HaMashkim did not remember Yosef on that day. And he forgot him after that too. And Rashi brings down that from here we see a person should not rely on human beings, but rather place his bitachon, his reliance in Hashem. And since Yosef had bitachon in a bus of Adam, therefore he had to be in jail an extra 2 years. 10 years before this story, plus another 2 years afterwards, for a total of 12 years. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Achar Hadavar Mo'ele, right after these events, Lefi Sheher Gila Oisa Arura Esat Tzadik Bifi Kulam, since this cursed woman, referring to Ashes Paitifar, caused Yosef to be a common topic in everybody's mouth, to speak about him, therefore, immediately right after Yosef was placed in jail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the foul deeds of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim to happen, in order that people would turn to discuss them and not discuss Yosef. The reason why the episode of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim had to happen right after Yosef was placed in jail was in order that the relief of this tzaddik, the savior of Yosef, should happen through them as soon as possible. And that's why miyad, right after Yosef was placed in jail, Chotu Mashke Melech Mitzrayim v'Ho'ifet. There is an obvious question how the calculations work out according to this Rashi. We know that Yosef was in jail for a total of 12 years. 10 years before the Sar HaMashkim left the jail, and 2 years after that. If we're going to say that right after Yosef was placed in jail, the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim sinned, and they were placed in jail, we know that they were only in jail for 1 year, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalet, Vayiu Yomim B'Mishmar, they were 1 year in jail before they had a dream. So that would mean, 1 year after Yosef and the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim were placed in jail, they had a dream. Yosef interpreted their dream, and the Sar HaMashkim went out of the jail. According to this, that would be at the end of the first year that the Sar HaMashkim left the jail. And that would leave another 11 years for Yosef to remain in jail for a total of 12 years. The Pasuk says that Yosef only remained in jail another 2 years after the Sar HaMashkim left. Like the Pasuk says in the beginning of Miketz, Vayehi Miketz Shinosayim Yamim. It was at the end of the extra 2 years. So how does this work out? The Torah seemed to have been bothered by this question. And he says that all we see from these two parshiyos is that Yosef being placed in jail happened very close in time to the sins of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. That means that they sinned right after Yosef was placed in jail in order that people should stop speaking about Yosef and talk about their sin. But we do not see that they were placed in jail right away. He learns that things stretched out, and it took 9 years for them to be placed in jail from the time that they actually sinned. And this is the sequence of events. Yosef was placed in jail. Right after that, the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim sinned. It was first 9 years later that they were placed in jail. From the 9th to the 10th year, they were together with Yosef. In the beginning of the 10th year, they had a dream. Yosef was posted the chalim, and the Sar HaMashkim left the jail. And Yosef remained in jail for another 2 years after that. Zok Rashi Chotu, they sinned. Ze nimsa zvuv bepaili poitirin. This one found a fly in his cup. Paili means a cup. Poitirin in Greek also means a cup. Shaloi. Ze nimsa tsror bekluskin shaloi. And this one found a pebble in his dough. Vehoife. What does oife mean? Es pas hamelech. The one who bakes the king's bread. Ve'ein loshen afia el bepas. And the term afia is only used concerning bread. Uvelaz pistor. Vayivkoit Sar HaTabochim liyos itam, and the Sar HaTabochim appointed Yosef to be over them. Vayihu yomim b'mishbar yud beis chodesh. They were 12 months, 1 year in jail together. Vayachamu chalom shneihem, and they both had a dream. Vayachamu shneihem chalom zehu pshutai. The simple meaning is vayachamu shneihem chalom. They both had a dream. Umidrashoi. The Medrash says, Kol echad cholam chaloim shnehem. Each one of them had both of their dreams. Shecholam es chaloimoi, they had their own dream. Upisroin chaveroi, and the interpretation of the other ones. Vezu shenemar, and this is what the Pasuk said, Vayar sar ho'ifim kitoif posar, that the sar ho'ifim saw that Yosef interpreted the dreams correctly, since he himself dreamt the interpretation of the Sar HaMashkim's dream, so he knew that Yosef's interpretation was correct. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Emes LeYaakov asks that if the Sar HaOifim dreamt the interpretation of the Sar HaMashkim's dream, why did the Sar HaOifim need Yosef to interpret his dream? Why didn't he just ask the Sar HaMashkim if he also dreamt the interpretation of the Sar HaOifim's dream? He answers that the Sar HaMashkim did not want to tell the Sar HaOifim that he dreamt the interpretation of his dream. He did not want to tell the Sar HaOifim the bad news that seemed to come out from the second half of his dream. He therefore waited until Yosef interpreted the Sar HaOifim's dream. Zok Rashi ish kifisroin chaloimoi, kol echor cholam chaloim hadoime lepisroin ha'osid lovei aleihem. Each one of them dreamt a dream that was similar to the interpretation that in the future would be told and interpreted by Yosef. Zayafim, Yosef came and he saw that they were Zayafim, sad, atzevim, kemoi sar v'zo'if, removed and sad. Za'af Hashem esa, the sadness of Hashem I carry. Sarigim, in the dream there was three sarigim, zemirois aruchois, long branches, shekurin vidin, that are called vidin. Vehike farachas, doime le parachas, it seemed to be blossoming. Vehike farachas, nidme li b'chaloimi ki ilu hi parachas, in my dream it seemed like they were blossoming. Va'achar ha-perach also nitza, and after it blossomed, a bud came out. V'nasa semodar, and it became a small grape. The Achar Kachiv Shilu, and afterwards it ripened into a cluster of grapes. And Targum says, Vihikat Afrachas Afikas Lavlevin. When it flowered, it brought forth blossoms. Ar Kan Targum Shel Parachas. This is the Targum of Parachas. Nates Gadol Mi Perach. A nate, a bud, is bigger than a blossom. First it blossoms, and then it buds. Kidichsev Uboiser Goimel Yianitza. When it ripens, it becomes nitza, a bud. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, concerning the stick of a haran, vayotze perach, vahodar, vayotze tzitz. First the pasuk says that it blossomed, and afterwards it budded. Vo'eschat oisam el kois paroi, zagrashi kitargumoi, v'etzoras. I pressed the grapes into paroi's cup. Vahar v'yeish beloshin, Mishnah. We find this word many times in the Mishnah. Shloishes Yamimim. The three branches are corresponding to 3 days. Simnehim lechol shloishes yamim. It is a sign to you corresponding to three days. V'yesh medroshe agoda harbe. And there are many midrashim on this. Yisapares reshecho. Lashon cheshbon. It is an expression of counting. Paroi will count your head amongst his servants. Kishiyifkoit shar avodov, when he counts the rest of his servants, lashareis lafanav besuda, to serve before him. At the meal, yimne oisachim mohem, he will count you with them. Kanecho, bosses shaloch, umay shavecho, your base and your position. Ki im zechartani itcha. Zok Rashi asher im zechartani itcha. Ki means asher. Asher, at which time I should be remembered with you. Me'achar sheyitiv l'cha kipisroini. After good is done to you, like my interpretation. V'osisa no imodi chosed. And please do with me kindness. Ein no el loshem bakosho. The word no means a language, an expression of request. I am asking you to please remember me and mention my name to Paroi. And the Sar HaOifim said that in my dream I saw three Saleh Chari, Salim Shel Nitzorim Kalufim, baskets of peeled wicker, Chorin Chorin, that were made with many holes. Uvimekoimenu Yesh Harbe, and in our place there are many like this. Mederech Meichre Pas Kisnin, and the way of people who sell rolls of bread, Shekorin Oblish, Lesitam Ba'oisim Salim, to place the breads in these baskets. Zok Rashi, Yoim Hu Ledes Es Pari, Yoim Le Dasai, it was the day that he was born. Vikarin Lai, Yoim Genusia, it is called the day of Genusia, his birthday. Veloshin Hu Ledes, and the language of Hu Ledes, which means caused to be born. Because a child is born with the help of other people. That's why it is called Huledes. The child is caused to be born by others. Because the midwife helps the Isha give birth. That's why the Chaya is called the Mialedes, the one who helps the child be born. Also over there a lashon of huledes is written, because huledes means to be caused to be born. After the nega, the leprosy, was washed. Over there also it says hu chabes, because it was washed through other people. The nega became washed al yedei acherim. Here also huledes, the baby is born al yedei acherim. Vayisa es roish, and he counted the heads of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim amongst his servants. Monam im shara vodom, he counted them amongst his servants. Shayamoina hamisharisim sheyisharis loy besudasai, he was counting his servants that would help him buy his suda. Vizachar es elu besaycham, and he remembered these amongst them. Kamoi su es roish, like the pasuk says, su es roish, count the heads. Lashaminyan, it is an expression of counting. Maskil David asks, why does Rashi have to tell us this a second time? He already explained that the Lashon of Se'u and Yisa means to count in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Rashi says, Yisa Pari Es Roshecho, Lashon Cheshbin, it is a language of calculation, of counting. Why does he repeat it over here? Maskil David answers, because over there it is simple that it means to count, because it was referring to the Sar HaMashkim, Yisa Pari Es Roshecho. Paroi will count you, the Sar HaMashkim, amongst his other servants. But over here, the Pasuk is referring to both the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. The Pasuk says, Vayisa es roish Sar HaMashkim es roish Sar HaOifim b'seich avodov. So over here, maybe you would think that Vayisa does not mean that he counted them, because the Sar HaMashkim was placed back in his position, but the Sar HaOifim was hung. Therefore, Rashi explains that even over here it means to count. He counted the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim amongst his servants, and then he placed the Sar HaMashkim back into his position, and the Sar HaOifim was hung. The Sar HaMashkim did not remember Yosef on that day, and he forgot about him even after that, since Yosef relied upon the Sar HaMashkim to remember him. Huskach Lios also shtei shonim, he had to be locked up in jail for an extra 2 years. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Ashrei Hagever Asher Som Hashem Miftachoi, praised is the person that will place Hashem as his reliance. V'leipono El Rahavim, and he will not turn to the arrogant ones. V'leibotach Al Mitzrayim Hakruyim Rahav, that he will not rely on the Mitzrayim that are called Rahav, the arrogant ones. So since Yosef relied on the Sar HaMashkim, that's why he had to stay in jail for an extra 2 years. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Yosef really did not sin. He did not rely on the Sar HaMashkim. Of course, he relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His only avera was that he chose the vehicle in which Hashem should save him. He should have let Hashem do the choosing of who should be the shluchim to save Yosef. since he told the Sahar Mashkim, Kiyim Zichartani Itcha, you should remember me with you, and tell Paroi, mention my name to Paroi, and take me out of this jail. Therefore, he was punished to stay an extra 2 years in the jail. There is an interesting Sifsei Chachamim, Oishin, who quotes a Shmois Rabba that says, Ata Moise Shelohoya Yosef Ro'i Lias Beveis HaAsurim Ela Eser Shonim. We find that Yosef was only Ro'i to be put in jail for 10 years. Mipnei Shehoitzi Diba Ala Sora Echov, because he spoke Lashon Hara about his 10 brothers. V'ayidei Sha'amar L'Sahar Mashkim, since he said to the Sahar Mashkim that you should remember me when you go back to Paroi. Therefore, he had to stay in jail an extra 2 years. We see in this medrash that Yosef was supposed to be in jail for 10 years because he spoke Lashon Hara about all 10 brothers. This seems to be a stira to Rashi earlier. Rashi says, Vayove Yosef estibosom ro el aviem. Yosef brought all the bad things he was able to say about the brothers to his father. Zok Rashi, Kol ro shehoya roya be'echov b'nei Leia, the bad that he saw by his brothers, the children of Leah, he would tell Yaakov. From this Rashi is mashma that he only spoke Lashon Hara about the B'nai Leah, not about the B'nai Bilah and the B'nai Zilpah. So why over here do we find in the Medrash that he spoke Lashon Hara against all 10 brothers?